Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, we waited and waited, Alan, and the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, delivered his report to the attorney general on Friday. We waited for that summary. That came out. Now we learn in the blaring headlines all over the news that Mueller finds no Trump-Russian conspiracy, according to Barr, in his summarized findings of the inquiry into the Russia's election interference. No conclusions about whether President Trump obstructed justice, Mr. Barr said, so he made his own decision, declaring there wasn't enough evidence. The president has fired back, saying he's vindicated, and the Democrats, of course, are calling for the release of the full report.
Well, of course, the American people want the full report. The Congress voted that they want the full report. They're now saying that they can't give the full report, says this new attorney general, Mr. Barr, who was clearly brought in because he was going to be favorable to the president, and he is favorable to the president, no question about it. Instead of releasing the report or releasing the factual data from the report, he just gives a general summary. He says that there is no collusion. Oh, really? That's interesting, because don't we remember this president talking to some Russians and some other people and saying, I just fired Comey, the head of the FBI, and why did I do that? I put an end to the Russian thing. I put an end to the Russian thing. Now, are you telling me that's not obstruction? I'm telling you it sure stinks. And surely the Congress and the people in the House of Representatives, Mr. Nadler and others, are going to be following up on this. So this by no means is over. I have to say that I believe Mueller is one of the brightest guys I've ever seen operating. He was very careful to hand a lot of this stuff off to people in the various prosecutorial offices around the country, particularly the Southern District of New York. So it means that there's going to be ongoing investigation. Now, do we believe for a single second that they won't try to interfere with the administration of the Southern District? I don't. I've been hearing from the trolls this weekend who say, you see, you were wrong all along. I wasn't wrong. I don't think the American people are wrong. I don't think the Congress is wrong. What's happened here is unfortunate because Mueller understood that there were limitations on what he could do. Now it's up to the Congress, because impeachment is very different than criminal conviction. And when you get done with all of the investigations on paying off his lovers and on whether or not that was a campaign donation, you're going to find that there's a great deal more to be discovered here. So it's going to be a very uncomfortable time for this president.
I notice they're calling on Barr to testify before Congress.
Well, he should. And they're going to ask him very specific questions based on his earlier testimony when he appeared before the Senate, saying that the American people deserve to have this information and that he would, as much as possible, make sure that they got it. This is exactly the opposite, and it's disgusting.
Of course, they'll use this initial finding by Barr, that is the Trump campaign going forward, right, to embolden the base and give him better chance for reelection.
No question about it. He's got a rally coming up. We'll hear a lot of the chest thumping and the rest. But there is so much. Look at all of the people who have been indicted around the president, all the people who have resigned. The Cohen testimony, in which he says he was given specific orders by the president of the United States. You can choose to believe Cohen or not. I choose to believe him in this case. And it is just the beginning. You know, David, one of the reasons that WAMC is so important to people is that this radio station has always spoken truth to power. And when things happen in this world that are not good, this radio station is there. So I have to say, now more than ever, we need WAMC.
To that end, we're reading that he's not only going to launch his attack, touting this summary by the attorney general, but also we're reading he'll be, of course, as he has been all along, attacking the media over this.
Well, he is going to attack the media. What else can he do? He's going to attack public radio, which apparently is not in the budget. This is not the first time that that's happened. It's another reason why, in the end, we have to rely on the people who rely on the station.
In New York, speaking of the race for president in 2020, there was New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand out in front of the Trump Hotel, making it official and attacking the president with this speech and painting herself as the most anti-Trump 2020 candidate.
Well, she's trying her best. Her candidacy has not taken on any great urgency. There are very few people who are supporting her. She doesn't show up well in the polls. So this is just one more thing that she is trying to do in order to light that match. Can't blame her. That's what people who are running for president do. But so far, no cigar.
The cigar for the New York State budget. What will the governor and legislature use as revenue to fill their budget hole? And we read an opinion in the New York Times about this idea of a pied-à-terre tax in New York. A tax on second homes of over $5 million won't solve income inequality, says the Times, but it could help boost the city's coffers.
Well, yeah, I guess you got to do that. You got to have the money to run the government. Look, New Yorkers are the most taxed people in the country, no question. You cannot raise taxes. We do see the out-migration of so many people who just don't want to stay here. They stay in Florida for 6 months and a day or whatever it takes, and then they come back. And I'm not blaming them. New York just charges a lot of money to live here, and that's what the tax system is about. Think about this for a second. You better believe that they're going to have to come up with some other things that aren't, quote, taxes. Pied-à-terre. That means that people who are paying huge amounts of money for a second apartment in New York are going to get taxed. Sooner or later, the people who aren't paying that much money will get taxed. So the governor is saying, we're going to need this money. You can't give us marijuana, then you're going to have to give us the pied-à-terre. That's a more popular one with the politicians, otherwise known as soak the uber rich.